8:55 Eastern Time, and Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
The Spanish leaders, Franco and Serrano Suñer, met Mussolini today at Bordighera on the Italian Riviera, and it was said afterward in Madrid that they had reached complete accord on problems of a European character of historic consequence to the two countries. There is no indication that any Germans were present. That is all we know about the sudden flurry of diplomatic maneuverings and peace rumors that has swept over Europe. It is expected that the Spaniards will see Marshal Pétain on the French Riviera tonight or tomorrow. And from there on, the rumors get going, their value depending not on the credibility of the experienced correspondents who report them, but on the reliability and motives of their sources. The story in Vichy that negotiations are afoot for an Anglo-Italian armistice, reported by our correspondent Mr. Terrett last night and amplified in press association dispatches today, was denied tonight with unusual vehemence in London, and similar denials have come from Rome and Berlin. But Vichy informants stick to their story and add that Marshal Pétain will be asked to arbitrate between Britain and Italy. This, while quite improbable in itself, may give a clue to the sources of these stories, clerical and conservative rather than really fascist circles. Some of the Vichy stories give our ambassador, Admiral Leahy, a part in the negotiations. He is supposed to have talked in Madrid to General Franco and to have got the British terms from Sir Samuel Hoare, the British ambassador. These terms, as Vichy reports them, would leave Libya to Italy, but would give Britain a protectorate over Abyssinia as well as control of the Mediterranean. And Germany is supposed to accept them in order to reduce the war to a single front. This last is perhaps the most plausible item of the story. And of course the whole thing is much more extensive than the apparently better founded rumors of negotiations for an armistice purely in East Africa. Another rumor originating from London has Germany proposing peace to the Greeks, who could keep what they have occupied in Albania, but would demobilize and trust Germany to protect them against Italy hereafter, while the British would be expected to give up their bases in Crete. But it is admitted that neither the British nor the Greeks would be likely to accept any such proposal. It is still too early to attempt any plausible theory of the origins or purposes of all these rumors, but it is always possible that some cooperation between Italy, France, and Spain of a quite different character is underway, for which all this is a smokescreen. The Balkans are spouting rumors, too. The British tonight officially denied a Budapest story that they had declared war on Romania, though some members of the British Parliament wonder why they haven't. The Bulgarian papers are now attacking the British as a threat to Bulgaria's neutrality. And there are rumors in London that if Germany moves into Bulgaria, Russia will occupy that country's Black Sea coast, which also seems improbable. And from Yugoslavia comes a report, which officials refuse either to confirm or deny, that the Premier and Foreign Minister have been invited to come up to Berlin and discuss closer collaboration with Germany. It seems clear that German reinforcements are moving into Romania, that German troops in plain clothes are filtering into Bulgaria, but it is still not clear whether all this is preparation for an actual move that would make the Germans run the risk of a two-front war, or only a diversion to distract attention from something in preparation elsewhere, perhaps in Spain. Actual military operations were today of less importance than all these flurries. The Greeks report some small successes in Albania, but the Italians bombed several Greek towns and claimed to have destroyed 18 British planes at an airfield near Ioannina, which was taken by surprise. In Eritrea, the British say they are surrounding Keren, and they report that in the recent Benghazi operations, 15,000 prisoners were taken at an almost incredibly small cost. The British have done most of the work in the air lately, too. Last night, they raided Hanover again and attacked oil plants at Rotterdam, seaplane bases in Denmark, and shipping off Norway. In the Mediterranean, they raided German air bases in Sicily, but the Germans retaliated today with several attacks on Malta. Despite all these recent reverses to Italian forces, Mussolini's paper, the Popolo d'Italia, says today, and I quote, "Italy's internal front is simply magnificent. Italy's face is not pale. Enemies who read what we write must be convinced that such simple, great things could not be written unless they were true." End quote. In Washington, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee accepted all the House amendments to the lease land bill with some slight modification of the Dirksen Amendment.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.